3. He got the pills, two grayish-white capsules from Hermie Godson. They cost him $5. At 8 o'clock, he met Dorothy at their regular meeting place, a tree-shrouded bench in the center of the wide stretch of lawn between the fine arts and pharmacy buildings. When he left the white concrete path and cut across the darkness of the lawn, he saw that Dorothy was already there, sitting stiffly with her fingers locked in her lap, a dark coat cloaking her shoulders against the April coolness. A street lamp, off to the side, cast leaf shadows on her face. He sat down beside her and kissed her cheek. She greeted him softly. From the rectangle of lighted windows in the fine arts building drifted the conflicting themes of a dozen pianos. After a moment, he said, "I got them." A couple crossed the lawn towards them and, seeing the bench occupied, turned back to the white path. The girl's voice said, "My God, they're all taken." He took the envelope from his pocket and put it into Dorothy's hand. Her fingers felt the capsules through the paper. "You're to take both of them together," he said. "You're liable to get a little fever, and you'll probably feel nauseous." She put the envelope in her coat pocket. "What's in them?" she asked. "Quinine, some other things, I'm not sure." He paused. "They can't hurt you." He looked at her face and saw that she was staring off at something beyond the fine arts building. He turned and followed her gaze to a winking red light miles away. It marked the local radio station's transmitting tower, which stood atop Blue River's tallest structure, the municipal building, where the Marriage License Bureau was. He wondered if she were staring at the light because of that, or only because it was a winking red light in a sky of darkness. He touched her hands and found them cold. "Don't worry, Dory. Everything will be all right." They sat in silence for a few minutes, and then she said, "I'd like to go to a movie tonight. There's a Joan Fontaine picture at the Uptown." "I'm sorry," he said, "but I've got a ton of Spanish homework." "Let's go over to the student union. I'll help you with it." "What are you trying to do, corrupt me?" He walked her back across the campus. Opposite the low modern shape of the girls' dormitory, they kissed goodnight.